This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9. The only radio station in the country that's out and proud.
The next gentleman to join me in the studio, first time I ever met him, it was in a strip club. I had to endure 30 naked women in front of me. My flatmate, she was in heaven. I was actually chatting to the cute guy next to me. Yes, it was all about sex. And he's a bit of a sex god. Anthony DeFina, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Good?
Good. You're in the market for a new car.
Well, yes. Good cars are not good in my hands.
Tell us about what's going on. You've done your back. You've smashed your car.
Yes, wiped off the side of the car, which was not good.
Were you singing while you were driving?
Long story, but I was devastated because my car, I've only had like 8 months.
What did you hit? Another car?
I hit a wall.
I know it's not funny.
I'll tell you what happened. It was a tight lane. I was going to a mate's place after the gig. I don't know. I thought I was going to fit the car in there because I was going to park right near the apartment block. I kind of clipped the side of the wall.
I'm not convinced. Sorry. If I was an insurance company right now, I wouldn't be paying out. Sorry.
They have to.
Much damage?
That was about $2,500 worth.
You've done your back because of it? You
probably contributed, yeah.
Contributed? Yeah, well, just looking at you, and you said people ask you this question all the time. Since the last I've seen you, you've been working out. Look at you. Your arms are about the size of my legs.
No, I don't know. It's part of my kind of like weekly routine. Like I have to go to the gym just to exercise a bit, but I haven't been for a week because of my back.
You're going to be joining us tonight?
Yeah, that should be fun.
So why the support?
The support with Joy? I love Joy. Come on, you guys have been playing my music from the word go from when I did It's All About Sex.
Yes, I've got to ask, what is it with the theme?
Yeah, I get asked that quite a bit. To an outsider that's probably heard half of the songs that I've given to you guys, probably does come along the lines of sexually explicit vocals and sexy tunes. But with the album, there is another side of the album which gets quite serious, and sex versus religion. I hate using the word journey, but in all the songs there is a bit of a journey, and it all comes together with the album that you may be a porn star, you may be a stripper, or you might do infidelity or whatever, but in the end, we are all one, God loves you, and be proud of who you are. Gay, straight, black, white, yep.
How sweet is that? If You Want My Love, tell us a little bit about this.
Beautiful song. Well, it's one of my favourites. It's like a summer romance song, I guess, and I think we've all experienced that in one stage in our lives. Being in Europe or being wherever you are and falling for someone. And I wanted to do a song that had a summery feel that people could relate to, relationships, long-distance relationship, wanting to be back with that person. And without giving away too much, maybe there is a bit of a connection there with me, with the track. Guys out there, if you've ever fallen deeply in love, and I guess this is a song, it's a great song, and it's had a huge response over in the UK with some people that I'm working with, so we can't wait to get it out there with the album.
And Anthony DeFina, If You Want My Love.
Well, if anyone wants it, I'm a bit of a loner these days.
You're not single, are you, matey?
I am single, actually.
There you go. Anthony DeFina officially on the market. Hey, now look, that song, you were saying that, meant a bit to you, so you started writing, there's a bit of you in that song. Does that mean in a couple of weeks' time we're going to have a car accident song or something?
Oh, can you imagine? a sexed up car version song, yeah.
It's all about my crashing sex. Sex versus Religion, which is your new album that's coming out. Mm-hmm. You've got a few tracks floating around that are already out, but this one's not coming out to the end of the year, to start of next year. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Sex versus Religion. How'd you put this together?
Writing some of the best songs that I've written so far and writing fun songs, which you've heard, like If You Want My Love, I Did Your Girlfriend, It's All About Sex, and then I started changing my style of writing and started writing more serious tunes. A couple of ballads which I did included a track called I Cry and another track which I wrote called Jesus Loves Me, which is quite a powerful song and very different to what I've done. And it's basically a song about self-respect and loving yourself, and it goes a bit into politics, but it's quite powerful and I really wanted it on the album. And this is how we came up with Sex versus Religion, because it comes head to head with most of the songs that I've done.
So they're half sex, half religion, or they're mixed in and people are going to have be able to take a 50-50 view
well,
of it.
Well, kind of mixed in. You come into the album with tracks that you've heard. It's all about sex. If you want my love, I did your girlfriend. And then it starts to take a turn into
religion.
I Cry and You're the One and Jesus Loves Me. And there is a... Actually, this is quite interesting for you. I have the last track on the album called Another Lifetime. I really like that ballad. It's about being with someone that you love in another life. And if you've lost anybody in the world, I truly believe that there is something out there. But I must say this. My grandmother passed away last month. Quite sad and devastating for me because we were quite close. But I decided that I wanted Another Lifetime at the funeral. After the eulogy, which funny enough, at 9:30 in the morning, on comes Another Lifetime. So here I am saying, get him to turn it off. It's not meant to come on now. And we went in the back room and nobody was in there. And it kept on stopping and starting with no one turning it on, which was quite amazing. And the pianist was just looking up in the air. And I truly believe my grandmother was there in spirit because she always kept hounding me to play my music to her. And I couldn't play to her all the time. It's all about sex and
then.
So,
well, she might have wanted that.
Oh, she loved them. I mean, she's got my tracks up in her mantelpiece at home. But God bless my grandmother. But that was quite touching time.
Maybe she had something to do with CD player stuffing up.
Well, this is what I think.
Is there a reason why it wasn't religion versus sex? Like, you know, you could have started off with the religion stuff first and then into sex. Could have tapped into the Christian market and then they went, oh, what's going on here?
I think it's trying to mean a lot of things, and one of them, sex versus religion, is... Look, I was brought up a Catholic, but I believe, you know, it's great to go to church, but no one should preach to you. Nobody should tell you who you are as a person. Mm. And I'm not talking just about the gay thing, or I'm just talking about everyday things in life where people make mistakes.
Yeah.
My religion side is that you are forgiven if you truly want to be forgiven. So that plays a role in sex versus religion. The reason why the album has taken its time is because I struck a new deal for a release in Australia and the UK.
Fantastic.
Yeah, which is quite exciting, which could lead to other...
When are we touring?
Hey.
Do you need someone to carry that big speaker?
I could
drive you around so you don't have a car.
Yeah. So I guess I could have released the album this year, but with the UK deal, I thought it was a good time to hold. So we're planning for the physical release January 2009.
How exciting is that? Before I let you go, after Sex versus Religion goes on to UK and here in Australia, something in the pipeline after that?
I have an interest doing something in the US. I'll still continue writing with the guys over in the UK. And I will try and push to get licensing deals through Europe. And my home country, Italy, I would really love to do something there. I have big plans for If You Want My Love for the European market for the next coming summer for them. So I would like to concentrate on that.
And are you going over to Canada? Because I'd like to go to Canada as well. Or Italy even. I mean, we can go there.
I was meant to go to Italy last month because my parents are there right now. Next time.
The summer's finished there.
That'll
give me enough time to get my passport together.
Yeah, we can go.
Okay. Just quickly, tell us a little bit about your track, You're the One.
Look, we've all walked into a nightclub, we've set our eyes on someone, and we know they're the one, eh? I just want to say thank you to Joy for having me on the Volume 6. It's flattering. It's really great to have
you
on there.
Yeah, you're amongst some great performers. You're teaming up with Ricky Lee, Jay Nitti and Trinity.
It's like Anthony who?
You're stealing my line. Who the hell is Anthony DeFina?
It's great.
Anthony, thank you so much for joining us
on
Joy
94.9.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.